Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX. Happy Tuesday to everybody. If you're not on the stream, it's officially beanie season. Day one.
He's got the beanie on, folks.
It may be coming off because it's also day one of the heat being on at the office.
Yeah.
And they're really pumping it into the studio. So
Yeah. I thought we might not see the beanie today just because it's 1,000 degrees back here.
It's amazing how that works.
They make it tough on us.
Yeah.
room is like, it'll be like sitting outside at the North Pole. Another room, you're like, oh, I'm at the equator now. This is great.
Yeah, it's a real suffering builds character kind of attitude, I think, when it comes to the temperature here.
Yeah. Guy's been doing this 25 years. Let's give him a challenge. Let's release ferrets in the room or something.
Yeah, oh, that would be fun.
Forge these people in a volcano.
I'll wrangle the ferrets.
It'll be the best broadcasters ever.
I had a ferret for 2 days.
Did you?
Yeah.
2 days, huh?
He was a rapscallion.
I mean, they're troublemakers,
yeah,
man.
Oh, my God.
If you're ever thinking about getting one, they're very curious. They like to get into trouble.
And you know why I got it? Because I thought girls would like it.
Yeah, oh, the girls they like nothing more than a marmot.
One more misspent adventure.
Girls love stinky long rats.
Oh, they do. They love mink livestock.
Yeah.
I mean, they have cute faces,
but they're
slinky bodies.
Oh, they're cool. They're friendly and all that. Well, mostly friendly, but they need to be occupied. If you don't give them things to do, they will find things to do, and usually it's in the form of ruining things.
Oh, he did.
And what did he eat? Everything.
He was just a menace.
Yeah.
I got a little collar for him with a bell on it.
So you knew where he was?
And it was terrifying.
He'd be like,
running across the room.
We stayed with a friend who had one. We stayed with a friend in college who had one, like, for a couple days. And he was sneak attack, man. Like, he'd be under the couch and he'd just come out and bite your heel. Like, he's playing, but, like, it's like, okay, dude. Let's play when we're all aware
like
that we're playing.
Play. Yeah.
Yeah, if it were a person to be like, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? I can just slink up next to you real close.
Yeah.
You like that?
I can bite your foot. What do you think about that? Ah.
That was scary. do you see what Avi Loeb is saying?
No.
Yeah, Avi, our buddy from Harvard, is saying, like, if you're going to take a vacation, take it before October 30th, because 3i Atlas, this new comet, whatever it is, from another solar system, is now behind the sun, and Avi is saying that, like every science fiction movie we've ever seen, that when you want to make a turn and accelerate, you slingshot around a star.
Yeah, or a planet.
So he thinks that's could be what's going on.
Don't warn us like that, Avi.
Like someone shot it at us?
No, like it's controlled by intelligence.
Okay.
And they're going to whip around the sun and come flying at us or whatever.
Well, if that happens, we're going to know.
True.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
That would be
a couple months.
That would be
to prepare.
Somewhat interesting.
I'm ready.
Just bring it on now.
I am.
Why not?
Bring him on.
I swear to God I am. I'm ready. Like it could go really bad, but tired of this. Right? Let's try some aliens.
Let's try something new.
Let's do something else.
I bet their TikTok is so good.
I would love to see.
They must have on their phones.
Like when everybody got on Red Note, the Chinese TikTok for a couple days, and everything was like totally different.
What if they're face eaters, though?
Well.
We'll all be wearing masks.
Nobody's perfect.
Hey, I got my catcher's mask still. I'm gonna greet him that way. Yeah, Avi's apparently going to be going on Joe Rogan.
Interesting.
To, quote, reveal some interesting news about 3i Atlas.
Let's get him on before Joe does.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say.
Let's beat old Joe to the punch.
Yeah, let's do it. I tell you what, AI is just about to get me off of TikTok. Like, so many of my TikTok videos.
Yeah. More and more.
Are AI.
Yeah.
And I not only dislike them, I kind of low-key loathe them.
Yeah.
Almost as if, like I've talked about, the great human uprising. Like, I'm kind of pissed. I'm kind of like, you know what? F off. I don't want what you do. I don't find what you do interesting.
Nope.
And I really don't. And I'm not sure exactly why.
Because it's too easy.
But there is a bit of, like, quit fooling me in my emotions.
It's because they're deceiving people, and they know they're doing it, and it's the easy way out.
Yeah.
How do I get a video of a panther attacking a bear on an old man's front porch? I'll just tell AI to make it.
Well, I mean, too easy. You're right.
You know, it's not creative. It's not a skill. You're just typing in commands to what is essentially now a program that can create its own video, that can edit old pieces of video into something different.
Yeah.
I mean, again, if it's labeled that and you're just saying, hey, look at this, I did this AI thing. Like, I do that with pictures once in a while, just to get a laugh. That's it. But it's never like, hey, guys, look, this is real. Ha ha. See?
Yeah.
I hate those.
If people are like me, they're going to have to figure something else out. Because if people start dropping off of platforms or just, like, not interested or reporting, what have you, they're going to get the idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because for all the people like us who are bothered by it or don't want it, there are so many people who are like, oh, my gosh, check out this video. And then all of the comments are just people being like, this is so funny.
I wonder who those people are. I really do. Are they young people? Or are they old people who are especially impressed?
I'm not sure. But it does not bother. I mean, unless all these accounts are bots commenting on the AI, which I'm willing to believe that's a possibility.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't think critically when they see things like that. And it's not that they're dumb. They're just not, their brain's not figuring out that this is fake.
Well, and they're doing their scroll, you know. Yeah. It's like, this isn't a time I have to be vigilant. I'm relaxing on my couch.
I was fooled up until about 3 months ago. I mean, I was almost on a daily basis texting Andrew or Rachel with a screenshot. Like, is this real? Should I talk about this on the show? Like, no, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I think most of us should have that instinct just in general. Like, if you're seeing, especially, you know, it used to be just, you can't just trust the words that you're seeing.
Yeah.
Because the words used to, you know, not that long ago, what would you say? 20 years ago, 25 years ago, if something was in print somewhere, it's like, it's probably pretty legit because, you know, it's been vetted and it's been covered and it's out there and it's subject to lawsuits if it's made up. And then, of course, the internet changed that because literally anything on social media could be made up, you know, by anyone. Well, and now it's like that with pictures and video where you don't know if what you're seeing is real unless you're able to spot small flaws or little, things that are incongruous in the picture or in the video.
I'm really spitballing on this one, but I tend to think that, you know, when I had that vertigo because the little crystals got out of my inner ear, everything just felt off. It felt wrong. It was incredibly unpleasant. That was my human instinct that something was amiss.
Gotcha.
And that's low-key the same way I feel about AI. Like, I just feel like, there's something not right. I hate this more than I should. And I just think that maybe that's just something instinctual with us.
I think so.
It's not human.
It's a survival thing, I think, because something unfamiliar can be dangerous to you.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's like one guy is reading about archaeology. Look at me. And a guy said, humans can't stand to be on the planet with anything else that looks like us because we just kill it.
mean,
what did they use as an example?
Like Neanderthals.
All the other hominid species that came before that no longer exist. Yeah. Now, it's not like we murdered them all.
Right.
I mean, like some of them just died out. Right. Some of them just died out. But we did outcompete them.
Yeah. Brad DeRoos, hello from St. Louis and currently living in Longwe, Malawi.
Whoa, that's cool.
Rock on.
Thanks for listening, Brad. Wow.
I don't know where that is.
It's in Africa. It's in Malawi, is man.
It? It's in Africa, yeah. I think it's towards the north side. Beautiful looking place, that's for sure.
You just Google it.
No. Yeah. I know this because I...
How did you know?
No, I know this because I was looking up something about Africa the other day. Because I was.
Why? Why were you looking up Africa?
Because something came up on a show, and Megan and I were arguing about where things were there. And I happened to catch that one. I think it's by the water. But I don't know which water.
So when I read that, were you like, holy crap, I know this.
I was like, I saw this word 2 weeks ago.
It's all coming together.
Well, it's vaguely near water. I mean, it's got like a ways to go.
Is it not on the coast?
No.
Okay, I thought it was on the coast.
It's, it's like, when you look at it, it's like Southeast Africa. Southeast Africa. But it's not like, it's near a lake, but it's not really near the ocean. Again, it's probably what looks like it's maybe a few hour drive from the ocean.
We'll give it to you.
Yeah. I'll take it.
We'll give it to you.
It's near a big lake.
I'll take it.
Lake Malawi. See, I knew that too.
Is that the name of the lake?
You know what else I don't like? And given my reputation for not being a fan of Donald Trump, people will just be like, Trump derangement syndrome. But it's not. It's the remodeling of the White House, the tearing down of the East Wing, and putting in a ballroom. And I know that over the hundreds of years that we've had the White House, presidents have changed it. I don't have a problem with that. Nixon put in a bowling alley. Truman basically gutted the whole thing because he thought it was haunted and built, you know, new stuff. To me, it's just sort of like reading the room. It seems that whether you love Trump or hate Trump, I think you'd acknowledge that we've all been drinking out of a fire hose for the past 8 months. It's just been one thing after another. And I just crave, like, for example, an analogy. This week, I have stuff every evening but tonight, which is rare for me. And they're fun things, but it's like, oh, I just want to kind of chill. And that's how I'm feeling in life. I just want like give me a minute. And then the first thing I get up and I see like these bulldozers tearing down the East Wing. And plus, I know $250 million is almost literally nothing in the grand scheme of the government. But when everyone's suffering and prices are up and, you know, who knows what's going to happen with the shutdown and... It just seems like an odd time to invest $250 million.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like they really give a crap what anybody thinks.
No?
In some ways, that characteristic can be good. I tend to like to be that way as much as I can be. But, yeah, I mean, and it's not even about the cost, right? What does a ballroom symbolize to the average person? A place that rich people hang out and you'll never be. Well.
Maybe I'll be there. You don't know.
Yeah. See? That's the thing that keeps you. Well, you never know.
Right, yes.
You're the problem.
Yeah, not you.
I am the problem.
You're being funny. The other people are like, oh, maybe it's me someday.
And no, he's totally right. That's part of the defense of you know, the very rich that you always hear. It's like, well, one day when my ticket comes in, I'll be the very rich.
I mean, it's just optics aren't great. But again, optics are not really what anybody there cares about. Yeah, let's spend $250 million on something that'll be for fancy people. Supposed to be the people's house. Supposed to be, you know, things. Again, I don't care who the president is. I would be mad if it was anybody. I would be mad if it was George Washington.
Yeah, like agreed.
It's all about self-aggrandizing or aggrandizing the position, and that position should not be aggrandized more than it is.
We've aggrandized it enough.
Yeah, we've done over decades and decades. We've gone from fighting the idea of that position being somehow special to now creating this world where it's going to be even more and more special moving forward. And it should be your public servant. It shouldn't be looked upon anything more than that. You're doing a service. If you don't want to look at it that way, then don't run for the office. And we don't treat it that way. So why would anybody act otherwise?
No.
You know, it's our fault. I always bring it back to us. It's all our fault. If we wanted people in there that were like that, we could choose them. We could participate. We could get involved. We don't. So we get what we get.
There you go.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, DGS. Happy Tuesday, 123. Andrew, you need a drive-through ruling?
Yes, I do. I had a weird experience going through the... Sorry, they're not plugged in. I couldn't hear anything, and I couldn't figure out why.
Well, you did a great job of covering. No one noticed.
Smooth as silk.
Oh, my gosh.
As usual.
Yes. Sleight of hand.
Exactly. Like an David freaking Blaine over here. So I went through the drive-thru this morning, and I had a very strange experience. I purchased an item, two items actually. It came out to $4.18. So I had four. I knew about how much it was going to be, so I had $4.25. As I am exchanging the currency with the person at the window, the quarter is dropped. Now, I will maintain I no longer had possession of the quarter. He had taken possession of the quarter, but the quarter falls. And it falls in a way that I'm not going to be able to get it. He said, that quarter's gone. Quarter's gone unless somebody were to walk through the drive-thru and now pick it up. And he wants more money. He's like, there's 18 cents that's not accounted for. And I'm like, well, I gave you the money. You dropped it. And he was like, well, but I need to have like the 18. And I'm like, I'm sorry, you have to account for that 18 cents. I can't account for that 18 cents. I had the 18 cents. I gave it to you. Like, you, technically, you owe me still 7 cents because I gave you 4.25 on 4.18.
I think I have to give up my crown. I really thought I was the king of weird stuff happening to me. I think you take the cake.
Well, this has happened before, and I've always had, like, you know, an extra little bit of change or whatever. Because it's like, I was willing to. This morning I was not willing to. I was sure enough that I ended up winning the argument.
How did it end?
He just ended up going like, okay, you know what? It's fine. I'll just take the four and I'll mark it off on the, you know, the paper that they have or whatever, where they mark off.
Like, well, it's not convenient, money. But someone can walk out and get the quarter.
Yeah, and that's that was kind of, I had that thought too. I didn't say that, but I had that thought too, where it's like, you know, if next time somebody's like going on a break and has an extra 5 minutes, like they can just run out and grab a quarter. And
see, Rach, this is the kind of stuff literally you talk about in law school. This would be like a law school day, and it would be about who has possession.
It's
and
really
what
tricky.
Is the duty.
I feel like, and I feel like it was, I had like dropped it in his hand, and he was kind of like turning his hand like this to bring the money through the window, and that's when it like slipped out the hand cup and went down between the car and the wall. But I mean, he could just as easily make the argument like, no, it was as you were handing it to me that it dropped.
Yeah.
Therefore, you know, you're responsible for it. It was very interesting, very weird. And there was no like contention. There was no like rudeness between either of us. It didn't feel like a fight or anything. But I kept thinking about it, and I'm like, this is a very interesting ruling.
Yeah.
So why couldn't you just open the door and grab the quarter?
Because I was like very close to I did not have room to open my door. I was like right up against and there were people behind me in line. And it's like, I guess I could have, you know, hollered back and said, like, everybody stop, don't pull up, I need to pull off and get the... But well,
Robert has the same question I did. What can you purchase at a drive-thru that only costs $4.18?
Aha, good trick. I won't be identifying.
Did you buy something illegal?
No, I just don't want to say...
$4?
No, I just don't want to say the place where it was.
Oh, the place. Oh, I get you. I get
you. Yeah, I don't want to identify the place.
Can you vaguely identify the type of item?
Yeah, I got a breakfast item and a soda.
Okay, there you go. See?
Yeah. Taco Bell.
It was not Taco Bell. Or maybe it was. I don't know.
What are you worried? Do you think they're listening to the show and they're going to...
I just don't like when I have a weird experience at a place that I like and don't ever have weird experiences at. I don't want to like name and shame them on the radio to, you know, 200,000 people or whatever. I'd prefer just to be like, hey, I had this weird thing happen to me. Let's talk about it. We don't got to throw anybody under the bus about it.
Okay.
Guy was nice. Guy ended up ruling in my favor, so I don't want to.
So then the question is, what if it was 10 bucks?
Like a $10 bill falls?
Yep.
That one, I feel like I'm willing to do the weirdness to find my way to get that $10 bill from. That's a significant amount of money. I'm not going to be denied my breakfast item and a soda over 25 cents, 18 cents, whatever, if I feel like he is the one that dropped it. But $10, that's a real amount of money. Somebody can get fired over $10.
I'd have just given another quarter.
I didn't have one.
Oh.
Welcome back, DDS 134. A lot of people on the stream today. Don pointing out that the White House ballroom not being paid for using taxpayer money. I know, as far as I know, it's being paid for by private donations of supporters from the president. If it were government money, I'd be pissed. As it is now, I'm just kind of grossed out. So,
yeah, it's just rich people paying for more access to the top office in the country. Why would that be a problem?
Yeah, we get to be grossed out.
And then just have more ballrooms where you can give more access to more rich people so they can give more money. To have access to power, that's no big deal.
Rach, I see on the show sheet you have the outage yesterday with Amazon. I don't understand a thing about it, so educate me.
Okay, so they were doing an update to something called the domain name system, and this caused an outage among Amazon Web Services. That covers a lot of different things, like Slack, certain things at like universities or I'm assuming like Blackboard, whatever it's called, because students couldn't turn in their assignments or access course materials online. Financial trades were really difficult on certain platforms. If you use Zoom, if you use Venmo, I was trying to Venmo Andrew yesterday and I couldn't. Instacart, other services, these all had huge outages that affected lots and lots of people. Because of this update to the domain name system, DNS, this is kind of a telephone directory for the internet. It shows different machines how they can find each other. And this update gave the wrong information out and they couldn't connect. So, you know, Amazon services were some of the first to feel the effects of this, but then it was even more widespread than that. And it affected things like I just listed off, Venmo, Instacart, etc. It also affected some weird stuff that you would never consider as being like connected to the internet, or you would have problems if we went offline. There are these smart beds. They start around $2,000, and you can get these and do different temperatures, different settings. I can go up, I can go down with the bed. Well, once this update, this faulty update went into place, anyone who was using these smart beds were just kind of stuck on that setting. Hmm. So if you had the heat on, you couldn't turn the heat off. People were waking up drenched in sweat. You know, they weren't able to like recline the bed or anything like that. So that's just one weird thing that was a part of this outage yesterday, this faulty update. It's the kind of thing where it's just like, okay, if we didn't have enough to worry about, so much of this stuff is routed through one thing. So if one thing goes wrong, mm-hmm. everything is experiencing an issue.
Yeah.
And I love the internet. I love the internet. I don't want to live without the internet. But when we become this reliant on being online and being connected, that means your day can be really, really bad if there's a problem there. So just something to keep in mind as we become more and more involved with technology.
Yeah, every now and then we'll have one of those spooky moments like that where you're like, oh, that's what can happen.
It's that close.
We're that close. Yeah, no doubt. Jim says, speaking of drum sets, Dave, do you recall selling a drum set in July of 1990 when you lived on Union Boulevard? I do. I think it was chrome. And if you bought it, I hope I gave you a good deal.
That could have been on my birthday.
I had someone else reach out to me and send me a copy of the receipt that we drew up on a drum set. Yeah.
Did you recognize your handwriting?
I don't remember whether I wrote it or they did. Hmm. Either way, like a serial killer. So, yeah, I have the most serial killer handwriting of all time.
Is it pasted together letters from magazines?
It's worse. It's worse. If I sent you a letter before even reading a word, you'd go like, honey, this is bad.
What's
happening? I don't know what's happening.
Call the police.
I was thinking about our quintessential St. Louis, where did you go to high school? And I think we all kind of know this, but isn't it just a way for rich people to tell whether you're worthy of them or not?
I never realized that up until maybe a couple months ago, a year ago or mm-hmm. something. I always just thought it was like, yep, St. Louis, everybody knows each other.
Everyone's friendly.
Go to high
I was
going to
say, I think it's a little bit of both. As a person not raised here?
Yeah, but there are a lot of very wealthy schools here, and it's mm-hmm. like, oh, so you went to that school. Very nice. So I think that's maybe, you know, a big part of it is like putting someone into the class that they deserve to
be. It's kind of genius, if you think about it. Rather than saying, like, what neighborhood did you grow up in? What did your dad do for a living? It's like you just said, what high school did you go to? And you have a pretty good beat on him, which it took me so long when I came over here for law school, because people would ask me that question. I'd say Roxana, and they're just like, I'd said, you know, gobbledygook. They're going, I have no more interest in even talking to you. So wherever this place you're from, did you not have that at all in Michigan?
I don't remember it being a thing that people ask regularly. No. I mean, it would come up maybe like if you were.
Did you ever say, like, did you go to a high school where they had a plane outside?
We didn't have any of that, man. I wish we did. The school that I went to now is on a completely different campus that does have a retired Blue Angel jet in the lobby. And it's got 3D printers and a robot battlefield and all this stuff. When I was there, it was a retired junior high building, like a public junior high that was retired because nobody was going there anymore. And that's what I went to high school in.
I had that for law school. So if you go to WashU's law school today, it looks like Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
It looks like Hogwarts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, somewhere that the queen would live when she's in Scotland.
Yeah.
And when I went there, it was called the Mud Building. And it had won these awards in the 70s because inside and out, it was completely concrete.
Ah,
that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Concrete and a little bit of carpeting.
Gotcha.
It was so ugly. It was so cold.
Yeah.
It was so terrible. And, you know, we've all seen Wash U, at least in pictures, and it's all gothic, you know, and then you had that piece of crap.
Yeah.
But, like, all of us who went there have, like, a little bond, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of the same idea. I mean, imagine, you know, whatever it was, close to 1,000 guys in high school all in a junior high building that doesn't have any normal facilities that you would expect for a high school. And then now it's a palace. It's basically a college campus.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about today? I was watching a local news broadcast. And have you guys seen that we fired yet another St. Louis public school superintendent?
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'll get this wrong because it's not my focus. But doesn't it seem to all of you who are sort of passively watching with me that every 18 months or so, we fire someone, some quote-unquote doctor. I'm beginning to think that's their first name. A doctor with a PhD in something stupid. And they crap the bed, as they all do in the city of St. Louis. And then we fire them, and yet we pay them. This lady who we just fired, because the union had a vote of no confidence, she didn't know her ass from a hole in the ground, we're going to pay her over $700,000. And the last one, I think we're paying them another year of $380,000 or something like that. Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem right that you're in a position that's supposed to serve the public and then you're let go because you're not fulfilling your duties or, in some cases, I'm sure, like, abusing your position, but then we still have to give you public money. That makes no sense. Yeah. That seems like maybe we could go back to the drawing board on the contracts and stuff.
Yeah, and
there.
I blame the superintendents less than I blame, I guess, the school board. I guess that's who's doing it, not just one person. Because if it's one person, they should be fired and not paid any more money because you're terrible at what you do. School board, administrators, whoever you are, you need to go do something else for a living because you're not good at this. You just make us a bigger laughing stock all the time.
I mean, we had the same kind of thing in St. Charles not long ago.
Yes.
Remember the guy they hired from Kansas and he got paid and never worked a day?
I think he even quit. I think he came to them and said, like, I've decided not to take the job. They're like, okay, we're just going to pay you for a year.
I mean, I'm sure it was a contractual clause. I think the first year was guaranteed. But again, why? I guess maybe it's that hard to hire people where you have to give them guarantees and you have to do the same things we do for college football coaches and Major League Baseball players to convince them to come take these jobs, I guess. But a guy who was embroiled in scandal in Kansas, never worked a day here because of people started finding out about those scandals, and he still gets paid a year's salary to not do anything. That's St. Charles.
Mm-hmm.
And then the city, obviously, we've been doing this roulette for how many years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we know what happened with the superintendent and why she was let go?
All I know is that I saw a representative of the union say that it was a complete fiasco. Everything was in shambles, and they had to do a vote of no confidence. We have no confidence in the superintendent. That's the only thing I've seen.
Yeah, the board president said there wasn't one significant thing we could pinpoint. It was after several discussions that became increasingly intense. So obviously it's more than one thing. It's not like there was this one big scandal that did it. It sounds like it's just a lot of things.
I know the city is not cursed, but you begin to believe it when everything just seems to kind of go sideways. And people are either incompetent or criminals. Like, I've been down here since 1990. And it hasn't been as bad as it has been the last few years with Kim Gardner and all that. But it's been pretty bad for a pretty long time.
No operator! Can you give me number
9? Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm DG Hessen, Kama Wax. Brad Young's going to join us at the top of the hour. Lots of guests for you today. Really excited at 3 p.m. talking to Bill Findlay, who is the head groundskeeper at Busch Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That's
going to
be very cool. Rach, what are people moving away from as they age?
Oh, yeah. This was just something like a lot of people responded to. It was a question that was posed. What do you not care about now that you are getting older? Some of the questions, I think, or some of the answers, rather, are quite relatable, especially just some of the things we talk about on this show. But the number one thing people said was being like on a super budget when they're on a trip, referencing the fact that like when you're in your early 20s or what have you, it's fine if like six friends get and split a hotel room and it's like, we'll get a pull out bed and it'll be totally fine. And everyone's going to pass out late at night anyway. And once you get a little older, it's just like, no, I need a bed and a room for myself. I can't be doing that. Social media is a big one. You know, people like to post a lot when they're younger. As they get a little older, they kind of miss the point of that. I definitely relate to this one. Drinking. That was very fun when I was a young person. The older I get, though, I just don't see the benefit of it. I don't have enough fun to justify feeling bad later or even just like arranging a ride home or something like that. It's just none of it's worth it. Even if I feel 2% worse the next day, it's no longer worth it to me. You guys have anything like that where you're like, man, these days, not so much.
Definitely the drinking thing. I didn't do it on purpose. It pretty much what you just said. I don't have enough fun to justify how crappy I feel the next day. And probably less opportunity. One of the big things for me, man, let me take this in a completely dark area. But I'm sure for everyone, it's a different age. For me, it was 61, where you've always known this. If someone asked you, you would answer in the affirmative, but you really one day go, oh my God, it's not that long until I'm just not here, right? Like, I've always known that from the jump. Like, you'd like, oh yeah, grandpa died, everyone died, oh, bandit died, we buried him under the shed, everyone dies, someday you'll die. You're like, okay, sounds good. And then you get here, like I just had my 25th anniversary, and people kept wishing me another 25, well, I'll be 86. Which is like almost dead or been dead for 10 years. Who knows? But that's been the biggest thing with me getting a little bit older is just like, that's really going to happen. What am I going to do about this? And you know what the answer is?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, you can't do a thing.
Nothing.
I don't think there's much that can be done. I think many have tried.
Yes. Yeah, this week I bought bologna. That was my big... affirmation of life.
Shaking your fist in death's face.
Come get me, death.
Take this bologna out of my cold, dead hand.
This is beef bologna.
Okay, I do want to get Andrew and Wheels' take on this one, because one person replied and said, as far as video games, as I get older, I don't want to play these multiplayer online role-playing games, because I guess you have to just grind a lot to get any sort of results.
Yeah, the way that I look at and play video games has changed a lot as I've gotten older. When I was younger, you'll see a lot of people obsessing about, because, you know, you want value for your money, right? So it's like, oh, am I going to be able to play this game for 95 hours? And if I'm not, it's a total waste of time. It's a bad game. And as I've gotten older, it's like, no, I need a game that respects my time. I need games that respect the fact that I only have, at most, you know, even as somebody without any kids or anything, I've only got a couple hours a night at most where I could make room for that. And that's a lot compared to what most people have. So it's like, I want a game that, I don't want to play a game for 150 hours. I want a game that's going to respect that I have a limited amount of time to play it.
Look at you being so reasonable.
Mm. Yeah.
Hashtag respect.
So that's kind of, I also, same thing with the, like, playing games online or whatever. Like, those games are designed to take as much of your time as possible, which is great. And for some people, it is, like, their whole life. Like, they go home, they play these games, they go to bed, they wake up, they go to work, they come home and do that. But
do we have any business judging other people? Like, for example, I don't even know what I mean by this, but just, If I were to say, what a terrible life, is that just a fortiori wrong for me to do that?
I mean, they might feel the same way about anything we're doing.
Right.
And they might not, I mean,
that
they might not
terrible,
like it.
Terrible watching TV all the time.
They might not like it.
I think
it.
I mentioned buying bologna.
They might not like that life themselves, or they might be like, oh, this is so great. I just love this. I have my friends online, and I have my little world online that I love so much, and then I go to work in the real world.
Here's another thing I had on the sheet, which I only have about a minute left, but that's all it's going to take. Another thing that every now and then I think of is you can literally do anything you want to do. I could get up right now. I could go buy a ticket to Malawi and just fly there and live there. We typically don't. But like when Phoebe was 18, I'm like, yeah, you could just never talk to your mom or I again. She's like,
oh.
But you ever do that? Like, you ever get stopped by thoughts like that? Like, I could. It's almost claustrophobic sometimes to think I could do anything.
No, because usually anything that you do that strays from your current path, it will involve, like,
discomfort.
This is going to ruin my whole life.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is, right? There's a lot of disincentives, too. Like, well, if I move to Malawi, well, I'm not going to see my kids.
Yeah, like,
that's pretty big deal.
I could stand up and get on a plane to Malawi right now, but it's probably going to ruin my entire life to do so. So it's like,
They might not have an opening for a drive time talk show host.
This is true.
Yeah.
You know, you have to figure out a whole different career. That's a pain in the
butt. I have one listener there.
Yeah, maybe he set you up.
You got one fan?
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.